Group talk.
So I've noticed recently with the, you know, quantity of websites that there are, that not all of them are good.
No, there's some really bad ones.
Yeah, there's some terrible ones. And I saw one the other day and I was really surprised because it was a big company. Yeah. And when you clicked on the icon for information, what they showed you was a telephone number.
Yeah.
And I thought this was really strange.
It kind of defeats the purpose of the internet.
Yeah, so, really, yeah. It was an advert for a telephone number on the web.
Definitely. For some of us, the reason we use the internet is to get the information there so we don't have to call someone.
So we don't have to talk to anyone.
Exactly. Especially if they're in another country, though.
Exactly.
This keeps costs down.
I hate the thing when you click on something and the link doesn't work. I hate that. It's like if you're going to have a website, have someone who, you know, monitors it, or I don't know, you know, it's frustrating. But yeah, I saw this thing the other day and it was like the 10 worst websites in the world, and it was like these horrendous kind of busy, messy, badly designed. You didn't even know what they were for, you know.
Yeah, this is awful. But can you give me an example of a good website that you like?
Ah, it's a good question.
Or is there a website you visit every day because it's fantastic?
Probably like
information.
Newspaper, like The Guardian. I think that's a good website. I use the Guardian
website.
That
is a good website. It's easy to search for themes that you're interested
in. Exactly,
and
it works.
Yeah, it's a good website.
And I don't know what you're going to say.
Just some of the airlines have pretty good websites.
Do they?
They're quite, yeah, a few of the budget ones I found, they're very simple, very easy to use.
But there's those really frustrating ones where you try and get cheap tickets and it's like, you know, you click and you give them your dates and then it opens up 10 other browsers with all these things and it's searching for
yeah,
the best deal.
That's
and,
true. Know. They sort of automatically add on options you might not want and you have to eliminate them to get
through
you've got to
be careful,
the price.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because suddenly you kind of, the €1 airfare to London is going to cost you €400 once you...
Because you're taking skis that you didn't want. And
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You didn't get ski insurance either.
No, that's right.